voters on North Carolina's college campuses played a huge role in the 2018 election. Democrats broke the legislature's Republican supermajority by winning two districts that included two of the largest campuses in the state. BPR digs into how these students are voting this year. Unlike many other UNC system schools, Western Carolina University is still holding some in-person classes. That means students can also vote in person at an on-campus polling place in Jackson County.
I'm 18, finally, so it's nice that I can vote.
That's Carter Buckles. He's a freshman from Illinois and is getting registered to vote in North Carolina. College students can choose whether they want to vote in their hometown or in the county that they live in during the school year in North Carolina. Buckles explains.
I'm not sure I really trust enough at this point to do a mail-in ballot. I feel like it's easier to do it in person, and it'd be nice to be registered here.
COVID-19 made mail-in ballots a more attractive choice, but President Trump and others cast doubt on the security of mail-in ballots, something that has been historically disproven. For students, the choice of how to vote was made even more complex when colleges went virtual because of the pandemic. Lane Perry is the executive director of the Center for Community Engagement on campus. He says the uncertainty due to the pandemic has changed the way that students are voting.
It's allowed us to reposition a lot of our work into a virtual space, which is perhaps something that we all should have been doing for quite some time now.
Perry wants students, many of whom are voting for the first time, to get off to the right start.
Without a strong understanding of the tenets of democracy, specifically free, accessible, and fair elections, then we ultimately erode the foundation of the next generation of our citizenry.
Holly Miller is a sophomore at Western and a leader of the school's Student Democracy Coalition.
I think that it is so important to make sure that everyone can have their voice heard, whether or not I agree with them.
The Student Democracy Coalition was founded in 2016. Members have been volunteering to help students vote. BPR followed Miller as she approached groups eating lunch around the cafeteria to make sure they're registered to vote.
Are you registered here or back there?
I've got an absentee ballot.
Okay.
She says many already had a voting plan.
I also saw some people who I know I've talked to before and were like, no, I don't want to register, say, yeah, I actually do want to register on campus. So it was nice to see that change in mind now that we're actually close to the election.
Western Carolina political science professor Dr. Chris Cooper says that these student votes could be key in this election. They were in 2018.
College students are kind of the mouse that roared, right? There may not be a whole lot of them. They're spread throughout the state. They may be difficult to reach. But if they act collectively, they can absolutely affect election results.
For example, Cooper says students were key 2 years ago in helping Democrat Representative Joe Sam Queen take back the 119th House District from Republican Mike Clampett. The 119th District includes the Western Carolina campus. Democrats also flipped a state house district that includes Appalachian State's campus the same year.
On the college student vote in general, a lot of these people are unaffiliated voters, right? So they don't tend to be Democrats or Republicans. They're a little bit easier to flip.
The Student Coalition is not the only organization registering students on campus. NextGen, a progressive organization which is working to mobilize the youth vote in 11 states, has also been registering students on campus. Rachel Weber is the organization's press secretary based in Durham.
Already by the time we got to the summer of this year, youth voter registration levels had surpassed where they were in November 2016.
NextGen has been organizing these young voters primarily by hosting virtual voter registration tutorials. Damian Gregory is a senior at Western. He's one of the NextGen fellows and an environmental science major. He says climate change is what has driven him to help register his peers to vote.
I thought that my voice and my time would best be used to advocate for progressive ideals to enforce that positive climate change action will be enforced in the next 4 years.
Freshman Hope Chalman says that she's voting for the first time by sending in her absentee ballot back to Hickory. For her, this is one more thing that's been different about this year.
I didn't think I would have to pack like 15 masks along with like my favorite sweater to go to college, but you know, I feel like our generation has been given the tough stuff to do, and we just kind of shrug our shoulders, make a meme, and do it.
After a week of early voting, more than 30% of the registered voters in Jackson County, home to Western Carolina University, have voted either through early voting or absentee by mail. That's slightly above the state average. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.